Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on what American voters say are the most important issues facing the country. Two of the most common answers were the Ebola virus and the threat from Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. And as we will hear, some congressional candidates are listening to those fears.
The current military action that's taking place against the Islamic State is a factor when you remind Americans of it, that they say, that could be important.
Then we will hear from a 16-year-old boy who was kidnapped by the Islamic State. He says the group beat him, threatened to execute him, and said he must kill his parents.
We were scared, Azad said. They had long beards. They told us, "We will slaughter you, you infidels."
The worries of American voters as we approach midterm elections, and the kidnapping and abuse of a teenaged boy by Islamic State militants. Those are our subjects today on As It Is from VOA. Opinion surveys show feelings of unease among likely American voters as they prepare for congressional, state, and local elections early next month. The Gallup organization recently asked a group of Americans what they thought are the most important issues facing the country. The top 10 answers included the Ebola virus and the threat from Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. The Republican Party is often critical of President Barack Obama. Some Republican candidates are questioning how safe Americans are under Mr. Obama, a Democrat. Yet some Democrats are blaming Republicans for cutting government spending on public health as Ebola worries surface. Katie Weaver now with more on the story.
Frightening news from overseas has come home for many Americans. An example was confirmation of the first cases of Ebola in the United States.
Good morning. A second healthcare worker at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital has preliminarily tested positive for Ebola.
There were also the recent executions of two American journalists and a British aid worker. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility for the killings.
Is James Wright Foley an American citizen of your country?
The apparent threat from Islamic State fighters has become a campaign issue in the United States. So says Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll.
The current military action that's taking place against the Islamic State is a factor when you remind Americans of it, that they say, that could be important. And some candidates at the Senate level are trying to take advantage of it, as, of course, politicians will do.
Republican supporters are using television advertisements to tie current Democrats in the United States Senate to President Obama. The ads accuse the Senate Democrats of being weak on national security.
While radical Islamists threaten to attack America and millions cross our border undetected, President Obama and Senator Landrieu have done nothing.
Several ads from conservative groups against Democrats combine the separate issues of Islamic State terrorists and illegal immigration.
Evil forces around the world want to harm Americans every day. Their entry into our country through Arizona's backyard. Yet Ann Kirkpatrick consistently votes with her party against protecting Arizona.
For their part, some Democratic supporters are attacking Republicans on the internet. This ad on the YouTube website criticizes Republican candidates for cutting government spending.
Washington actually can cut spending.
The CDC says its discretionary funding has been cut by $585 million since 2010.
Cut less government.
Cut.
VOA spoke with two Americans who were visiting Washington, D.C. Mary Hutter is from Virginia, while Frank Wyman lives in South Carolina. When asked if they were worried about Ebola, each had mixed feelings.
I'm not afraid that it's going to become a huge thing. I mean, the disease is horrible, but I am not afraid about our own medical system.
I'm getting worried. I'm not scared yet. I think we'll get it all figured out.
Some campaign ads may seem frightening, but most Americans still say their top issues in this election are the economy, unemployment, and dissatisfaction with the government. I'm Katie Weaver.
You're listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Last June, Islamic State militants kidnapped more than 150 students from the city of Kobani in northern Syria. Many of those kidnapped were ethnic Kurds. The militants released most of the students several months later. But about 20 students remain in captivity. One of those freed is a 16-year-old boy named Azad. He now lives in Turkey. Bob Doty is here now with his story.
Azad said the militants seized him and the other students as they were returning home. He said the students had just finished taking their secondary school exams in the Syrian city of Aleppo. We were scared, Azad said. They had long beards. They told us, "We will slaughter you, you infidels." Islamic State militants have executed thousands of people. The group has accused its victims of being infidels. In other words, for not following what the militants say is the true religion. Azan said, for 3 months, the group beat the teenagers and threatened to execute them. They hit us and gave us religion lessons. They were taking medicine. Their eyes became red after that. They put bombs on themselves and said, "We will go to heaven." We cried and said, "We want to go to our parents." They hit us and said, "Why are you crying for your parents? If you become Muslims and return to Kobani, you must kill your parents, because they are infidels," remembered Azad. Azad passed his exams in Aleppo. He wants to be an engineer. He said he hopes to continue his education in Kobani someday. I'm Bob Doty.
That's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz. I invite you to join us again tomorrow at this same time for another edition of As It Is, here on the Voice of America.